Well, hello, hello, guys, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and let's do a 5-Minute Friday. Today, let's talk all about elastin, and we talk all the time about collagen in the skin, and I think elastin is highly neglected, both in thinking about skin and taking care of our skin. Your skin is made up of so many chemical compounds. The dermis definitely has structural proteins like collagen, elastin, and glycosaminoglycans. So in talking about skin, you need your collagen to provide structural support, and you need your elastin to give elasticity to skin. What is elastin? Elastin is a protein. It's composed of amino acids and peptides. It's found in skin. It's made by dermal fibroblasts. Fibroblasts are hardworking cells in the skin that make all the building blocks and components of skin. And elastin is, of course, super important to the stretch, pliability, and recoil of the skin. Elastin is the compound in the skin that allows your skin to move with flexibility, to be springy, and to have bounce back. So when I'm testing someone's skin to see if it's very youthful, that's one of the tests that I do. I'll hold up on the skin and see if it springs back or bounces back, if it has elasticity, recoil, and good turgor to it. So I want you guys to think about your elastin content of your skin, because as we age, several things happen to the skin. We have intrinsic and extrinsic aging. Intrinsic means what goes on in the skin itself. There's a slow process of tissue degeneration that's just part of life, that things slowly age and break down and wear out. And in the skin, that happens when you see atrophy or thinning of the dermis due to loss of collagen, degeneration in the elastic fibrin network, and that gives loss of springiness and recoil, and loss of hydration. So hopefully in your regimens at home, you're working on all three of those components. For hydration in the skin, we want you to use hyaluronic acid. That is amazing. And don't forget to use my topical Deep Blue Hydration. It's a hyaluronic serum that absorbs 1,000 times its weight in water. I use it twice a day, morning and night, and it really adds an intense amount of hydration to skin, so you don't get oiliness, but you do get water content in your skin. So that's one of the factors of intrinsic aging, is losing hydration, losing water content. Use your hyaluronic acid serums. And hyaluronic acid fillers, of course. Those fillers like Juvederm, Restylane, Voluma, all of these products you've heard of, they are going to add water content and juicy gel to the skin, replacing lost volumes and filling lines and wrinkles. And then let's talk about collagen. So preventing atrophy of the dermis due to loss of collagen, you can best stimulate collagen production by using Retin-A products. So Retin-A is your number one anti-aging treatment derived from vitamin A, retinoic acid. This is placed on your skin every night at bedtime. It's really great for fine lines, wrinkles, and preventing dermal atrophy. As our skin ages, we are going to lose padding in the skin. Skin has a carpet pad under it. And if you have a very thin and flimsy carpet pad, your skin is going to be very thin and kind of look like grandma's skin. Sorry, grandma's out there, but that's what happens. I always want to have padding and a full thick carpet pad. So the ways that I can do that for my skin are nightly use of Retin-A. Try my Diamond Line Refine. I think there are a million Retin-A's out there. I think the problem with the really strong prescription strength ones are that they cause really severe irritation. So you can have dryness, irritation, peeling, and flaking, and tightness. And that just makes it not fun to use. We all have a cheap, you know, $20 tube of Retin-A from Tijuana or wherever, prescription one that we've got in our bathroom drawers that we've used for a few weeks, and then it makes your face just so irritated that you just throw it out and you don't use it anymore. So that's not helpful. Use a brand or a formulation like my Diamond Line Refine that's cosmeceutically elegant, that has green tea, botanicals, and all of the ingredients that are so super soothing to use. So you're going to use it every night. It enhances your turnover rate of your skin. It reduces the appearance of age spots and pore size. It helps even with maturation of oil glands for acne, and it really diminishes all the signs of aging. So my Diamond Line Refine has really great green tea polyphenols, minimal irritation, minimal drying, and superior hydration with that hyaluronic acid in there. So remember to build the dermal layer of your skin and the collagen so you don't atrophy. Get on some Retin-A, and also think about doing procedures like microneedling, mild to moderate depth peels. These are going to stimulate skin turnover, and these are going to grow new collagen for your skin. As we age, we get this double whammy as women that we also have loss of estrogens. And estrogens improve the vitality, the oils to the skin, the juiciness of the skin. So, you know, as you're getting older and older, we reduce estrogen content in the bloodstream. It affects the skin tremendously. You definitely have to be doing these things to improve collagen levels, hydration levels, and then the elastin fiber network. So let's talk about the elasticity of the skin. What are the things we can do to improve elasticity? Well, definitely diet-wise, we want to eat antioxidants. So green tea is great to drink. Think about eating the rainbow. Brightly colored foods and vegetables have the highest antioxidant potentials. As women, when we age, we want to go towards having cruciferous vegetables, the cauliflower, kale, broccoli. These type of products, vegetables are going to have products that generate sulforanes, which are really important compounds that mimic your estrogens. So as you eat better, you eat cleaner, not only will you have improved vitamin content and antioxidant content in your diet, but you'll also have some crossover with your feminine hormones being supplemented better. And I also encourage vitamin C products, of course. So vitamin C is one of your most potent antioxidants that you can both eat and put topically on your skin. And this is definitely going to improve and reduce the sun's ability to cause sun damage and breakdown of the skin when you use a vitamin C serum. When you take vitamin C orally, it helps your cells fight ultraviolet breakdown of proteins in your skin. So it helps combat UV radiation changes to the DNA of your skin cells. So antioxidants is one of the easiest things you can do to improve elasticity of your skin. I also want you to eat low sugar, low carb diets because sugar molecule itself causes a lot of inflammation. So one of the things that breaks down elastin in the skin is sugar. It gives increased glycolation of skin products and causes breakdown of elasticity. Elasticity in your skin allows you to be springy. And so when you feel crepey in certain areas, like crepiness around your eyes, crepiness or sagging starts to happen around the lower face, we have options. We can do tightening procedures on the skin itself, such as thermi radio frequency treatments. And I've been doing these in my office, and I absolutely love to see the instant tightening of the underground stretch of the skin. The skin gradually becomes like last year's bathing suit. It loses its stretchy fibers, and it just has that relaxed quality, and that just does not look good after a while. We need to do tightening exercises, we need to do tightening treatments, or we need to place filler to give lift because looseness leads to sagging and drooping. So think about thermi radio frequency treatments. Those are non-invasive. It feels like a hot stone massage basically, and it instantly contracts the skin and underground dermis to give you some improvement in elasticity. You'll do several treatments. This does cause permanent remodeling of the tissues, but it does take several sessions to see results. So patients will do one, they'll determine how much improvement that they have, and then they might do 3 to 6 to get really good long-lasting results. For other patients who have too much elasticity, if you can stretch your skin of your lower face or your neck, and you can pull up roughly about a centimeter of skin, anytime you can pull more than a centimeter, we are looking at surgery as the best possible treatment option. I have even super young patients that have really stretchy, elastic skin, and it's such an interesting phenomenon. And I certainly don't advocate facelift at young ages, but I think as you enter into your 50s and beyond, you may start to think about facelift as an option versus just constantly putting lots of filler. You'll reach a point where there's enough stretch of the skin that you need to actually consider trimming, tightening, or facelifting procedures as well. There are some newer products out there on the horizon that help with elasticity of skin content. And I think as we understand more about skin, we are going to invest more in researching this because I think it's super important not just to have good padding and thickness of the skin with collagen, but to some extent, it's even more important to have good elasticity and springiness and youthfulness to the skin with more elastin content. One thing I want to remind you guys is to avoid ultraviolet radiation. UV light breaks down elastin so much. So think of your skin as, you know, the newspaper sitting in the driveway. If the sun is beating down with ultraviolet onto that paper, imagine how it becomes brittle and yellow and aged looking. Skin is more delicate than paper, so that's happening to us on a daily level. And ultraviolet is out there even when it's a foggy, rainy day. So using your sunscreen will improve your elasticity of your skin and give you longevity. So patients who have the best skin are those that avoid the sun. Sorry to say that, but it's true. And also use SPF 50. And you know, I love my sunscreen because it's tinted. It almost feels like a nice BB cream. I use it every day. And you guys should try that too. Last step in improving elasticity is some of the new things out there on the horizon. So there are some new products on the horizon that I think that are interesting for elastin production. And one of those is called Sente. That's a product that has glycosaminoglycans. That's another component of the skin structure. It's super hydrating, and adding that hydration provides an environment for the dermal fibroblasts to prosper. So they do well and they produce more elastin. I also like a product called Alastin with an A-L-L-A-S-T-I-N, Alastin, and that's a product that's also been shown to have improvement in skin elasticity. They've done some interesting cell culture studies that have shown extracts of dill that show improvement in overall elastin production as well, and stimulation of the DNA level proteins that are produced using dill extract on cell cultures. That's all still new research, but that's coming somewhere down the pipeline. So until then, I guess we put pickle juice on our faces? No, don't do that. Anyhow, so overall, super important, maintain your elasticity. You want that springy, nice recoil. Skin is like a rubber band. It needs to have that stretch. Stay out of the sun, eat right, do your treatments to maintain your skin, and stay beautiful. That's it for now. Don't forget to tune in next time, and I do a longer podcast on Tuesdays and a 5-minute Friday, and find me on Instagram doing amazing things to people's faces at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, and my website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. You can definitely try all my amazing skincare there. Send us a review of our podcast, screenshot that, and email it to info@beautybydrk, and I'll be happy to send you a free sample of some of my amazing sunscreen or hydration serum. That's it for now, beauties. Stay beautiful.